And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Hello. I'm so sorry, Tony. You've reached Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm just sending a text.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've just had a text saying, are you going to see Vice Squad on Friday? And I'm not. I'll be somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Oh.
Yeah. More of that after Distortion UK evicted. So that was Distortion UK, Tony. Right, I have sent the text now.
Okay,
now.
Good.
And that's from their new album, Verbal Weapons.
Okay.
Which is on Strange Behaviour Records, and thanks very much to Strange Behaviour Records for sending me a nice letter with this CD, saying, hereby you found Thingamabob and all that, and check it out. It's full on, isn't it, Distortion UK? This is quite a full on show this week. I know I say that quite a lot, don't I? But sometimes we have things that a little bit quirky, a little bit work, a little bit country, even. None of that this week. It's full on, and that is the first option. That's one of 10 tracks. We will play another track of it in future weeks. Do check them out. The best way to do that is check out their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/DistortionUK.
No, it's not. myspace.com/DistortionUKPunk.
Huh.
It's probably been the internet one, Tony Nil. This is the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Bizarrely, I've got next to it in this section is a twat.
Oh.
That won't be happening, will it?
No.
I've got that wrong. What I have instead is additional material stroke defragging. You, of course, know what defragging is, don't you?
I do.
But maybe you'd like to explain it to me, because I've just done it, and it's right. Improved things.
Well, surely. Well, defragging is because when you save files to your hard disk, they are right. They're wrote in one big block, and you write another one after it. You write another one after it, and then you delete one, and then you put a new file on, and it fills a gap, but it leaves a gap afterwards. What defragging does is it it moves all the blank space to the end of your hard disk. It moves all the files into order, so all the spaces used at the start and all the blank spaces at the end, rather than in little bits and pieces. Otherwise your files get fragmented and it has to read from 10 locations rather than one continuous set of bytes.
Right. Now, what I did find, however, was that the computer that I did it on, my old laptop, the one that I send you the punky music on, that only had 3% available space.
Wow.
So I had to get to 15% available space in order to defrag. And it was really hard work. Because I couldn't... There were big things I couldn't move, and little things I could move, and things I couldn't put there, and things I couldn't put there, and things that only came out of Bang Holiday. I somehow got it up to 15%, defragged, but it still didn't do all of it. So maybe you can explain to me, Mr. Tony Hearn, your computer expert, why it needs space in order to make more space.
Because it needs to move... When the file's all fragmented, if you've got a file in 100 pieces, it puts it all back together again and stores it in a piece of free space.
Oh, okay.
And it's just so it needs a bit of room to put something into.
It needs room to manoeuvre.
Yeah.
I see. Thank you for explaining that. You can tell we've had no MySpace comments this week, can't you?
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to talk about defragging because I couldn't really understand it, and I knew that some of our listeners would be going, bloody hell, Paulie B's done something technical. I didn't really know what I was doing. The only reason I heard about it was because I was listening to the radio in the car, and someone came on saying, help, my computer's running really slow. And some expert went, what you need to do is you need to defrag it. And he described it, and I memorised it somehow. When I got home, I had to do it straight away, because you know my memory is full, and like if I need to be defragged, really. And that sounds wrong, doesn't it? And if I get a piece of information, I have to lose another piece. So I thought, while I've got this, I'd better do it before I get another piece of information and this piece gets lost or gets fragmented around the wanky hard drive that is my brain. Anyway, worked it out. It's all right, isn't it?
Excellent. Yeah. Better?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. The only problem is that now... Oh, right, you can help me with this as well. Sorry, I know this isn't the usual fare. Now that I've done all that and moved things here and there and got things doing that, every single time I try and do anything with a file, something pops up called PC Guard, and I have to cancel it, and then the thing does it anyway. What's that all about?
PC Guard?
Yeah.
No idea.
No idea. I tell you what, rather than me using this as a free consultancy time, when you should probably be charging me by the hour.
Nice.
I might, because we are doing... As you know, we are making two shows in a row this week, so there'll be this one and then the next one, which will go out next week because I'm away in the Mediterranean somewhere, and I have got quite a funny story about that, which I'll tell you in a bit, because I got this fantastic phone call from a bloke called Oliver, who lives in Austria, who's got a big beard. That's how I work out festivals, none of this organisation rubbish. I'm going to get on with track two, because now I did want to play something by Dragster again off their fabulous new album Here Come the Meat Robots. I'm going to do it for you right now. You can take any song off this album, they're all brilliant. I can't remember how I described it, but it's absolutely beautiful garage punk hard work rock and roll crazy singing nonsense, and this track is no exception. What is Dragster's MySpace page?
myspace.com/dragstersuicide.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, poorly with the internet one. This is Weekend Punk.
What with your ripped black jeans and your spiked red hair, crawling on the bars and your stick on stare, telling all your friends you need mock your remote, don't go to parties and you drink alone. Call yourself the junk, call yourself the junk, call yourself the junk, it's all Weekend Punk. Chicks dig just a wise man once said, but he fell in too deep above his peanut head. Kind of freak, but you keep doing the same for the rest of the week.
massive fever.
Let's get drunk.
Call yourself a punk. Call yourself a punk. Call yourself a punk.
Let's get drunk.
Weekend punk, Tony. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
I was wondering, have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you for all your podcast alley comments. It's now very late September, so best to hold your votes off now until the first week of October, which is Friday. So get your votes in Friday and onwards. Easiest way to do that is to go to funkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. And here's the top 5 for this week. Thanks again for all who voted this week. Punk is great. Punk is great. From Dave Fitz.
Dave does fit.
Yeah.
But is it Fitz Dave?
I don't know.
No, it's Mike. Hello, Mike. Thanks for the vote.
About time too. Goopa Goopa. Voting for the first time, I think. Not sure, which is worrying or not. It's only right as I've listened to the best podcast around for quite a few years now. Better late than never, eh? Peace from Dotty McSpotty.
Thank you, Dotty McSpotty. And hey, it sounds to me like you're dealing with some of the short-term memory issues that I am. You might want to get yourself defragged.
Yeah.
Then it might be easier to find out whether you voted before or not. But it's appreciated anyway, thank you.
Punky makes you go for the nuts. I've just eaten half a packet of ginger nuts, the biscuits, you perbs, whilst listening to Punky Radio. Although I probably would have eaten half the packet whilst listening to anything, really. Not some insane star.
Oh, insane star. I'll tell you, I'm very disappointed, by the way, that she didn't show up with the knickers.
No?
When I was in Newcastle. Yeah, I'm still yet to take delivery of insane star's used knickers. But I'm not ruling out it happening at some point in the future.
Okay. Well,
hey, every man needs a dream.
Got a dream. Noice from Tim Potter. That's short and to the point. Well, yeah,
that is
much.
Very short and to the point, but nevertheless valid.
Yeah.
And I don't have ginger nuts, Tony. Ask me why not.
Why not?
I've defragged them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a smooth sack.
Finally, half eaten.
I might bung my pubes in with the Christmas CD composition. I kept them.
Oh, nice.
I've got, because I've got a plan for them. I'm going to put them in a clear plastic bag. Have I told you about this?
Didn't we talk about this before?
And yeah.
Didn't we say you run the risk of being cloned?
Oh, no. That is interesting. No, I'm going to keep them within my own possession.
Oh, right, okay.
Unless I give them away in a competition. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep them in a clear plastic bag. And when I'm on stage, every once in a while, I'm going to pull them out and say, do you know what these is? These are, I'm going to pick, so what? I said, Kate's Bush. How pathetic. I'm going to get a remote control as well. So do you know what that is? What? Frank Zappa. I've got plans for loads of them. Sorry. This is far more entertaining than defragging.
One last comment. Half-eaten Snickers. I've been spent the last few hours standing in the pissing rain watching Crazy Pillocks doing the Great North Run. I can safely say Punky's more entertaining, marginally less sweaty, and probably better for your health than running a half marathon. Although you're going to end up wet with sore nipples and severely chafed thighs either way.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah?
I reckon I could make any girl wet with sore nipples and severely chafed thighs.
Yeah. And he says, so don't forget the Vaseline, of course. And that's from Arstus,
a.k.a. Ross. We'll be hearing more from him next week. He's the guy that I met him in Newcastle, and we had a right old time.
Oh, cool.
He's a good lad. He's got quite a foxy missus as well.
Oh, excellent.
He did make up for Insane Star, and he's on the list for... I did broach the subject of maybe getting some used knickers off her. And
how did that
he
go
was
down?
A bit shocked, but she said, what colour?
That's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, it's an excellently well-done podcast, Ali, involving a bit of smut and filth for me, and something I wasn't necessarily planning on broadcasting at the start of the show, but you do all now know about my bollocks. So
it seems like
only fair on that basis I should now say dog's flesh. Tony, we played a track of theirs last week, didn't we? That is from the album Revival of Species, and that is a song called EU, or as I call it, EU. And the reason I've played that is because I will be somewhere in the EU or the EU this week when I go to this Magic Mystery Music Festival that I will be talking about later on in the show. I'm just looking forward to it so much. It was Tuesday night now. I go there tomorrow. I leave here at Wednesday lunchtime, and there is a Spanish airstrike, but I don't think I'm going through Spanish airspace, so I should be all right. You listen to Dead Six Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Dog's Flesh's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dog's Flesh.
It is. It's Tony 2, poorly being the Internet 1. This could be an interesting week on the old game there, the old competition between you and me. Okay. Now, I will just say as well that Distortion UK sent me an additional CD, the first Barry plate, that I was thinking of doing as a competition this week, but I'm going to put it into our Christmas competition because I've got some great news about that on next week's show. But the Christmas competition is suddenly looking brilliant.
Ah, cool. Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, were you expecting me to say something else then?
Yeah.
I've now realised why there's something I hadn't worked out before that I have now, and I will sort it out shortly. That makes more sense to me than you, obviously. Did you do anything last week?
What did I do this week? Not really. Had my first new band practice last night.
Oh, how did it go?
Good. Yeah, good. We laid down two new tracks, you know.
Are you singing from the same hymn sheet?
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Who's singing?
I think it's going to be me. I'm not sure yet. This is the girl called Amy and her boyfriend Stuart, and she can sing and I can sing, so we're going to just try see who wins.
Oh, mix it up, mate.
Yeah, I think so. And she knows a drummer, so next week we're going to meet with a drummer because we haven't done that yet.
Oh, cool.
But no, yeah, everyone likes the faster stuff, and everyone kind of, yep, it should be faster, so that's good. I did keep saying,
are you going to lighten up in your songwriting a bit?
Probably.
Or is it going to be more of your emo bollocks set to punk? You should be quite happy now, of course, because you're happy in your life.
Yeah. Yes, I am. Generally a bit skint at the minute. I could write about poverty. No,
you can write about poverty, yeah.
I don't know. I've not. I just write and see what comes out, really. I'll try not to make it too emo.
Yeah, thank you. I'd appreciate that.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah. Last week, I went to I did gigs in Romsey, Langford and Bedford. Check my bad self. Romsey, if you've never been, it's kind of north of Southampton. Really, really lovely place, the home of Lord Palmerston. And really, really good gig. I was a bit worried about the drive down because I'm not convinced about the battery on my car, but it seemed to charge itself up on the way down and I got back no trouble. I don't want to say too much about Romsey. I'll say a little bit more. Don't say too much about the Langford one either. The one I want to talk about a bit is the one I did in Bedford at the Pad, because it's always got a mad crowd. And this week was no exception, in that there was this couple from Tring who decided to have a dirty night out in Bedford and had googled things to do in Bedford and got us. So they were there purely by accident. They'd never been to the show before and thought the best thing to do was get really, really leathered so she could start heckling immediately. And she heckled me with two very distinct things. The first one, she said, she got to know my name quite quickly. She said, "Paul." I went, "Yes." She said, "Do you buy your clothes from Oxfam?" Oh, thanks very much. I went, "No, but everyone laughed." And, "No." And she said, "And can I ask you another question?" I went, "Well, after the first question, I'd probably rather you didn't." And everyone laughed at that. I went, "Oh, go on then, what is it?" She said, "Why are you trying to look like someone from New Kids on the Block?"
Okay.
Exactly. I find this a bit surprising, Tony, because I am the wrong side of 40. I'm greying. I have a grey moustache. You look at my face. I've seen better days. Frankly, if you've got any idea about why I could may have been mistaken or accused of trying to impersonate a member of New Kids on the Block, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, New Kids on the Block, or even better, why not have a look at my blog? That's right, I've got a blog. It's doing all right, Tone. I've been talking about it quite a bit. Yeah, yeah. The address is Paulie B, PoorlyBee, as in ill insect, .blogspot.com. Yeah, it's getting loads of hits and that, loads of views and a few comments and that, and it's all right. Leave a comment in there underneath it, because I do pose a question at the end of the latest one. Why not give it a look? If you've got nothing else to do, I'm working on the basis most of the people looking at this thing are people in dead-end jobs who do fuck all at work all day, because it is quite involved. But I have discovered pictures, so there's some photographs in this one as well. There's a photograph of a manky chicken. I'm not going into more detail than that.
Right, okay, I'll just have a look.
You say like you're really keen on the idea.
quite fancy bit, manky chicken.
We played a track from the Johnson Family's album last week, from the album No Forwarding Address, because Helen and Ricky, two-thirds of them, got married, and congratulations to them. And I said I was going to do a From the Vaults this week from it, because the title track on it I just absolutely love. It's Coming Right Now. This is it. I know we've played this before, and I know this gig, like the CD, this song, it splits a room, but I absolutely love it. What I want to know is, what is the Johnson Family's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Johnson Family number one?
No, MySpace.com/ The Johnson Family, okay. That makes it poorly being instead 2, Tony 2, does it? I did ask you about dog's flesh.
Yeah,
I think so. You got it right anyway. This is Demolition Rock and Roll.
Rocking at the racetrack, heroes on to draw. The riffs don't smell of petrol, the crowd yells out for more. As they go round the corner, gravel in your face. Harness start a bumping, and can they take the pace? Demolition doll, demolition rock and roll. Heroes head cat singing, roll hot rock and roll. Oh, woman by my side. Sirens all around me, grab that woman's thigh. As we go round the corner, the car begins to fly. Out across the ocean to catch the evening tide.
Hi, it's Tony here. Paul's just gone off to the loo, so I thought I'd just have a quick chat with you. Is that okay? Good. Normally in this session, we talk to you about GoDaddy, which if you are looking for some web hosting or web space, check out punkyradio.com. The GoDaddy code details are at the bottom of the page. But this week, I want to talk to you about flowers. Now, I like flowers, but currently, Punky Radio is a paid affiliate of FloraUp Interflora FTD, and as such, we can offer you 20% off of any orders you make on their websites. The main one being, if you're in the UK, is interflora.co.uk, but if you search for FloraUp Interflora, that's FLEUROP Interflora, INTERFLORA. They have several websites in 150 countries around the world. Massive company. And you can get 20% off using the code PUNKYRAD, PUNKYRAD. As I say, FloraUp is the largest floral company in the world, and they offer a delivery in over 150 countries all around the world, and they process over 25 million orders every year. So why not send some flowers? Or they even do champagne and things like that, and gifts. Why not send someone to someone you love? Now, I think I hear Paul coming back, so I'm going to quickly play a song for you. This is The Distracted.
Red.
Right, Tone, I've come back from the toilet to find the Distracted already playing. What have you been up to there? Anything?
I thought I'd just save you the bother. Oh, nothing. Everything's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was the Distracted anyway, and well done for picking it out, Tone. You did manage to pick out the right track as well. Yeah. That was Dead Space.
Thank you very much.
From their new 3-track EP. What I want to know is, what is the Distracted's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDistracted.
It is indeed. That's Tony 3, probably being the internet 2. That was a track called Dead Space. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Have you got a gig, guys?
Haven't. No.
Oh dear. So does that mean that we won't be doing
Tony's International Gig Guide?
No. Oh, that is a shame. Yeah. But it does give us a chance to shoo in singing that song every week, whether we have one or not. If you do have a gig that you would like us to read out, please do email tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh.
And we'll read it out to the world.
Yeah.
That's like an idea, doesn't it? Right, well, I'm at a bit of a loss here then, because I haven't got anything to talk about either for this bit. What's been happening recently?
Oh, nothing much. It's getting darker at night.
It is getting darker at night.
Notice
and it has suddenly become autumn over it.
Yeah.
It suddenly felt very cold this week, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We've had the heating on for the first time in a long
time. I enjoyed the heating. You can tell we're clutching at straws a bit, can't you?
A little bit.
We are a little distracted.
Mm.
Yeah, I like it. Nice. There is a little bit of dead space here.
It's all right. We can defrag it later.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No. Okay.
No, because if you get rid of all the disjointed bits from the show, there'll be fuck all left.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Has there been any proper? Oh, I suppose there's been a bit of proper information. Oh, the music's good. There was something I was going to say. Can't remember what it is for the life of me. And I don't want to talk about where I'm going till the next bit. Was there something else I was going to say?
I've already forgotten.
No. I'll tell you what, let's just get this bit out of the way and move on with the next bit. I think that would be best, because we've got a great song coming up and I want to do it justice. They're from Zombino and the Skeletons album, Out of the Crypts and Into Your Heart. Now, we are starting to work our way through this, and I'm not going to play another Zombino track until the Punky Halloween special, which will inevitably come around Halloween time. And even though we're making a mess of this week's show, the Halloween special, I reckon we do the best Halloween show of anybody. The rest of them might be a load of rubbish, but if you only listen to one Punky a year, I think it should be the Halloween one, because we always have 8 Halloween tracks. This is a song that could be on the Halloween show, but I've got a better one for the Halloween show. I've also got a great song by Wonk Unit for the Halloween show.
Oh, cool.
God, I'm organised with that bit. I just need some information. Perhaps we ought to go through what people should do to get in touch to remind them of the things they're missing out on. Anyway, this is Zombino and the Skeletons. What I want to know is, what is it, their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zombino and the Skeletons.
It is. It's Tony 4, poorly with the internet too. And this is Raised in Hell.
I was conceived on a bed of narrow, incubated in the plane. Back to back with my conjoined twin, dead from the plane. Like I love the heads of a lucky kid.
That's the thing I was going to say, Tony. I've got written down here, haircut. All it says is haircut. I got my haircut this afternoon, right, in where I always go to this absolutely brilliant salon, I call it a barber's, called Doobie in Hitchin, right? Mm-hmm. And I get it cut by a bloke called Mark, and Mark's ex-wife is on holiday, so he's looking after her two dogs, and one of the dogs, Louie, he's a bit randy, and he's some sort of a spaniel sort of fair. He's a pedigree thing, I think, so bit inbred. And he's really randy, right?
Okay.
And there's this bloke called Miguel, and we were talking about the dog, and Miguel is this Dutch guy who's Spanish, who gets things a little bit confused, right? He's a scooter boy, and he had on his parka. He put on his parka. He wanted to put Phil Daniels is God, as in Phil Daniels from Cortafina. But he got confused, and he put on his parka, Paul Daniels is God. First of all. And he also thinks that everybody rides a scooter, and he did once say to me, "So, Paul, are you going to go to the Isle of Wight to the scooter festival?" I went, "No." He goes, "Why not? You ride a scooter?" I went, "No, I don't." He goes, "Oh." Anyway, I've always thought that Miguel is like not one of life's tragedies at all. He's a lovely bloke, but he just gets things wrong and he's a little bit unlucky, right? Anyway, I'd noticed, because you couldn't help not noticing, that Louis, the dog, was enjoying his own penis a little while we were having conversations, right? He's giving it a right lick. I went, "Oh, look, this is..." And I told him a story about when I'd been around my mate's house, and when I was much, much younger, 12 or 13 years old, and my mate had a dog called Ben. It was a golden retriever, and he had these big patio doors, and Ben was enjoying his own penis in the garden. And just as we were watching TV, this dog Ben comes with his massive, erect, big red penis, comes running up to the patio doors, puts its front paws up on them, and just spunked all over the patio doors. It was horrendous. Right, and I'm laughing about this story because my mate's 9-year-old sister was there going, "Oh, not again." Right, anyway, I'm telling Mark this story, and Mark said, "That's nothing. You'll be all right, because Louis..." This is how the conversation started with Miguel. He said, "The dog Louis, he gets really horny around leather. Fortunately, I was wearing nothing leather." Right, he said, The last time Miguel came in, Louis had basically fucked his jacket, like, while he was wearing it. But Miguel had his back to the dog and just thought it was funny. When Miguel walked out, he walked into the street with all dog spunk down his jacket. I was going to tell you about the festival this bit, but I know that you haven't got something in the next bit, so I'm going to tell you about it in the next bit, because I've just had an email from Stacey Dawes. Stacey is the daughter of Ali and Kev. Not Ali, but is it Ali and Kev? Maybe it's Kev, maybe it's Ali, maybe it's both of them. I've got confused now. Okay. But the people in the south of France, you know who I'm on about.
All right, yeah. Helen, yes, and yeah. AD.
Helen and AD, I was close. What did I call them? Kevin Alley.
Kevin Alley.
He's the daughter of Helen and AD. I need to be defragged. Who are Kevin Alley?
I don't know.
She's the daughter of Helen and AD, who live in the south of France. Said, "I've just heard you're doing a gig in the Mediterranean. Is it anywhere near us?" And I said, "Yeah, kind of. I'll tell you about it the next bit. I've got to get on with this next song. This show's going to go on forever. Dog Spunk has ruined my life. That'll be the name of my book." This is the Greenland Whalefishers. Oh, my God. Police Chief Inspector.
Elevator at the station here in town, where we evaluate the criminals before we can kick them down. The world is full of violence, that's the basis of my work, and only for us can educate a jerk. So fuck the criminal, blast the conquering reason, my bills of a party town, pleasure by junkies, and the streets by our king. Keeps from Brazil to die. We judge away our enemies, them a curse, a cup for free. I only shine a 44 on a clip from apple tree. I can force them running backwards, and my roots go strike a soul. Punish them to hell, I'm back again. I'm a police chief inspector. I
come down upon them next. Should have put them 6 feet under for a look into common crimes, but realized that I ain't got the time. So I put them up against the wall, no friendly shooter, then I bought down where I want them, in a bright electric chair. I'm a copper of a year. We judge away your enemies, never curse a couple free. I'm gonna show in a 44 and clip from up a tree. I can force them running backwards, I'm a witch cause like a star. I punish them to hell, I'm back again. I'm a police chief inspector. I can turn my head away. A horse can do the business as long as they will pay. They pay me with a favor, so I don't need a book. Friday nights when I go downtown for a suck. Wham bam, thank you ma'am, I'll see you pretty soon again. Human rights are for losers, protect the weakness grow. Free all the Satan's code. We judge away our enemies, never curse a cup for free. I'm only shining 44 and clip from up a tree. I can force a running backwards, I'm a worker's like a soul. I punish them to hell, I'm back again. I'm a police chief inspector.
That's the Greenland Whale Fishers, Tony, from their new album, Songs from the Bunker. And if you thought that was a bit fucking diddly-dee, the whole album is completely full-on Pogues, 100 mile an hour, that Irish folk punk diddly-dee nonsense all the way through it. And it's absolutely brilliant. It's really, really good. Do make sure that you check it out. Best way to do that is to go via their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Greenland Whale Fishers.
It is indeed. That's Tony Five probably being internet too. I've got no chance here. You listen to Planet Smash underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Tony, have you got a track?
I haven't.
No. Well, what are we going to do about that?
I'm going to get everyone to email me. Please do email me if you do have a twat. I've had none for a couple of weeks now, and it seems very quiet at the minute in general. So if you do have a twat, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do email me, otherwise I'll have nothing to read out in this feature, and we don't want to see it die. So please do.
Oh, it won't die, Tony, it's just sleeping.
Oh dear.
He's a twat, he's a sleeping giant. And I'll tell you what we'll do on next week's show that we're going to make in a minute, and I'll explain why in a second. We'll run through all the things, all the different things we want for this show, because I am low on emails this week as well. So sounds all right, doesn't it? We'll do that in one section. Just
yeah.
We'll bombard you with a ridiculous list. Fortunately, I do have something to talk about in this bit anyway, because I'm going to a music festival called Prickly Pea Bowls somewhere in the Mediterranean. I think I may have mentioned where it might be in previous weeks, but I want to tell you about this conversation I had. It's a very small festival.
Okay.
It's very secret. And frankly, it's quite expensive, because obviously to get the bands there, the money per person goes up to get them there. So it's cost me 200 euros. It's 200 euros per person just for the festival.
Wow.
Then there's the accommodation and everything else goes with it, but it's going to be so worth it, mate. This is, I didn't know where we were staying. It's all been a bit secret. They don't even tell you where it is until you paid the money. It's a leap of faith, this thing. Some great bands on, Wary Los Arcs are on, can't wait. And a band called The Rippers that I will be interviewing while I'm there. Already sorted out. I will hopefully be interviewing the Ockmonics as well. The Rippers, we played on last week's show, I think. Or the Ockmonics. I'm not sure. Can't remember. One of them might be next week. Who knows? Anyway. I got a phone call last week from a bloke called Oliver. Oliver is Austrian. And Oliver runs the Prickly Pea Bowls Festival. And he said to me, your flight gets in at 8:30, doesn't it? And I said, yes. And he said, then will you have a car? And I said, yes. He said, right, what you have to do is drive for 20 minutes in a straight line to this place, I won't say the name of the place, and then phone me. I said, why do I have to phone you from that place? He said, well, because there's no signal in the mountains. I went, what mountains? He said, well, you'll be taking the mountain pass to get to the place. I said, oh, we were going to take the coast road. He said, you can't take the coast road. I went, why not? He goes, it's way too dangerous. I said, why is the mountain pass safer than the coast road? He said, no one drives on the mountain pass. Fair enough. So quite clearly, where I'm going, the drivers are scarier than the roads, right? Fair enough.
Okay.
I know the town I'm going to, but he says, oh, it's not town. I said, but I don't know the address of the house. He went, there's no address. I went, what do you mean? He goes, well, there's only 10 houses there. Everyone just knows each other. There's no address. I went, well, how will I find it then? He said, well, you'll meet me in the pizza place. I said, what pizza place? He said, the pizza place next to the house where you're staying. I went, I don't know where I'm staying. He said, look, there's only 10 houses. There's a pizza place. You're next to it. Come and meet me in the pizza place. I went, how would I know what you look like? And this is brilliant. He said, I have very long hair and an even longer beard.
Right.
Goodbye.
Really?
I just put the fact down. So the information I've got is I'm picking up a car in a place. I'm driving to a place, making a phone call, going over a mountain pass to another place, then meeting a bloke with a long hair and an even longer beard in the pizza restaurant, and then I'm going to be staying somewhere going to a festival. How cool is that?
It's very cool and quite scary.
It's a voyage of discovery. Fortunately, I'm going with my mate Steve, who's doing the driving. Nice! He said, as soon as he heard about that, he said, Paul, it's going to be about an hour and a half, I think. From that. I went, yeah. He said, so you'll need a hip flask. I went, why? He said, well, first of all, you're scared of my driving at the best of times, which I am. He said, and secondly, it's going to be dark and it's going to be in the mountains. And the only way you're going to calm down is if you're constantly drinking. Oh, it sounds absolutely brilliant. Right, one last thing this week, Tony, and it's the last song. And it's a song I promised you last week. Well, kind of. The band. Last week I promised you a song by a band called Raw Poo called The Ballad of Shitlock Lee. However, I have turned this flat upside down and I can't find my Raw Poo CD.
All right.
I'm going to have to get them to send me an MP3 of it. I just can't find it, mate. I don't know where it is. But I did find Pumpkin Records UK Punks 1 CD, which has got about 30 different British punk songs on it, including a song by Raw Poo, which we have played before. So it's another From the Vault. So we've ended each half of the show with a From the Vault. And it's one that I've played it a few times before. I've actually got it written down wrongly here. I was doing all this late last night. What I want to know is, what is Raw Poo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RawPoo?
It is. It's a thrashing, Tony. It's Tony 6, poorly read internet 2. We've played this before. This is yet another. This is like, we've got two From the Vaults and they both split the room. I know a lot of people don't like the Johnson family, but I think a lot more do. Same way, a lot of people, well, certainly, we did get some people the last time we played this song on the podcast alley comments, I think, saying, don't like that. Do you know what, though? I love it. Big boobs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, big boobs!
That was Raw Poo, Tony.
Nice.
I think that band are quite fitting for this show. Well done this week for listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. Do make sure that you get in touch with us any way you can. Let's do the two most important things. iTunes, I'm going to read them out next week. How do people get on iTunes, Tony?
Easy way to do it is to go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. Please do review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out.
I will be reading out the British ones next week. You did the American ones last week. I'll be doing the latest British ones next week. We've got four. Also, very important, twat.
Yes, I do need your twats. I've not had one in a couple of weeks now, so please do get those through to me. Tony@punkyradio.com. Tyler Newmore is a twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do get those through as soon as possible. All twats responded to. Thank you very much.
All twat ASAP. Thanks very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.
Your gun.